In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about why you do not need to worry about the people who feel the need to correct you all the time. Is that what you need to hear today? Let's talk about this after we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel, your host, and I'm excited to talk to you guys a little bit about one of the biggest fears that I see from new creators, new influencers, new business owners. Oftentimes people will come to me and they'll say, Rachel, I'm so afraid to put my expertise out there because what if somebody comes on and tells me all the reasons that I'm wrong? I don't know if that's ever been a fear of yours, but whenever this comes up, I'm reminded of several different things, okay? You ready for this? The very first thing that I want to share is why imposter syndrome is actually a good sign. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a crazy effect that most people don't know that actually helps you to understand exactly why you don't need to fear the know-it-alls that feel the need to correct you. Now, I'll tell you guys that there have been times in my business and in creating content that I've been super nervous about putting out some advice for marketing because what if somebody comes in and comments on it and tells me all the reasons that I'm wrong and they have a better path and I must not know anything and who the heck do I think I am to share this advice? Sound familiar? So this is really interesting because I remember when I first started sharing value into groups and into different places, and this exact thing happened. I would share something like, hey, here are several tips for building your email list. Meanwhile, several people would feel the need to tell me all the reasons that I was wrong and how their advice is better and remind me why they've gotten better results than I have. And I just remember it being very discouraging. But it wasn't, oh gosh, I think it was 1 or 2 years ago that I learned about this effect. And it's a part of the learning process that I find so incredibly fascinating. But the first thing that I want to share with you is that if you have imposter syndrome, meaning you're afraid that people are going to say like, oh, she's a fake, she's a fraud, she doesn't know anything. There's so many people who know so much more than her or him. It's this really crazy reminder that you're learning and that you know that you don't know it all. It's this beautiful reminder that you are on the journey towards mastery. There's this incredible effect, and I'm going to talk about this. It's not a good effect, but if you have imposter syndrome, there's a very good chance that you do not have this effect. But let's talk about it for a minute. I'm actually going to search right now for this learning curve, and there's one way to look at the learning curve, which is like a bell curve, and that's one way to interpret what learning looks like. But there's another way, and if you Google it right now, you can see that there's something called the learning curve, and this one in particular has what is called the pit of despair. So if you Google learning curve pit of despair, you discover that there are different levels of our confidence that are disproportionately related to our levels of mastery. So for example, when you are new to learning something and you have learned just enough, we have this over elevated level of confidence. It's like 100% confidence. You think that you know it all. It's this really wild, actually, effect, and we all go through it. I remember when I first started learning hair in school, and I remember being one of the more talented people in the school at the end of my time in hair school. And what was so crazy is during that time, I thought I knew everything there was to know about hair. And I was like, oh, psh, I can get the jobs. Like I can, you know, take on clients. I don't know why people make it sound like hair is so hard. Have you ever experienced this in any part of learning something new? You learn a little bit and you're like, psh, I got this. I am an expert. And then there are two different paths that people go on. One path is some people actually stay in that over elevation of confidence into an effect called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And while people are there, some people never grow beyond it. You believe that you know everything there is to know, and you assume that you are in a place of mastery when the truth is you maybe know 5, 10, maybe 2% of that industry or what there is to know. And so oftentimes I've discovered that the people who do not continue to pursue mastery, but instead stay in this over-escalated, over-elevated level of confidence, they are suffering from the Dunning-Kruger effect, or rather, a better way to put it, is everyone around them is suffering from their effect because they're correcting people, they're acting like a know-it-all, they're telling everyone else why they're wrong, and they're basically showing up in a place of, we're going to just use some strong words here, but arrogance and ego. Have you guys ever seen that? Like, you've seen people do that. So when someone comes in and feels the need to tell me about all of the reasons why my thoughts or my path or whatever are wrong and I don't know anything and da-da-da, I remember what it was like to have that incredible moment of Dunning-Kruger where I thought I knew everything. But for those of us who don't stay at that elevated place of confidence, right? And doesn't this sound familiar? It kind of actually makes you say like, oh, I can see the people who feel the need to correct everyone else in a different light. And it doesn't make them seem as scary. What happens for those of us who don't get stuck there is this immediate crash, almost to the point of before we even started in an industry or learning about something. It's actually called the pit of despair. And the pit of despair happens after that incredible, elevated, false sense of security, feeling like we know everything, and we crash because we suddenly realize how much we don't know. And I would like to refer to that as something my dad always said growing up, and that is the coming to Jesus moment, that moment where you're like, oh, I think I owe some people apologies from that time. When I was doing hair, that time came in when it was time for me to go into the big salon. And I remember walking and thinking, I've got this. Like, I am so good. I was, you know, one of the top in my class in hair school. I've got this. And walking in and suddenly seeing true masters at work and them doing things that I had never seen before and never heard of. And I was like, suddenly I am hyper aware of all of the things I don't know. The same thing happens in marketing. And I'm really grateful. I am really grateful for the pit of despair because it effectively shatters your ego into a bajillion pieces so you really almost can't put it back together. And then what happens is then you start a more realistic growth in both your knowledge as well as your confidence, and you start to grow and you continue to grow until you achieve mastery. Now, this is something I'm going to share because I believe this so strongly. Most of the people who I have met that have achieved mastery, like I've achieved mastery in a couple of places in marketing, and I know tons of people who have achieved mastery. What I love about true masters is oftentimes you'll discover that they're confident, but they're humble. And in fact, oftentimes when people are wrong, unless those people are overly arrogant, they're not going to just go out there and feel the need to correct beginners or people who are starting. Or if they do correct you, it's in a really kind way, or even better, potentially privately, or with just a gentle way about it. There's something beautiful about masters in that, you know, there's this quote that says, no one who's doing more than you will ever hate on you. And I have to say, with true masters, I have never seen them hate. I've never seen them leave horrible comments on other people's content. They're usually way too busy with their own stuff and their own pursuits of mastery, and they'll gently correct people because they remember themselves what the pit of despair feels like, right? And they also know the difference between people who are artificially arrogant and people who are hungry to learn. Now, I will say, if you are in that 100% confidence at the 1 to 10% knowledge point, if someone gives you some tough love, it might be for a good reason. But if you're in the pit of despair, recognize that most people who are going to leave criticizing, angry, hurt, bragging, one up, I know it all comments on your content, they're most likely actually not masters, because why would they feel the need to convince everyone that they're smart? There's almost this beautiful correlation as well between the journey to mastery and the journey of enlightenment. Most masters discover that, kind of like the Bruce Lee quote, before mastery, chop wood and carry water. After mastery, chop wood and carry water. What that means is you're still doing the work, you're still doing the basics, you're still learning, growing, knowing that you don't know everything and that there's no way you can know everything. And it's okay to admit that you don't know everything. I truly believe that masters and experts don't know everything. In fact, the difference is they're comfortable admitting that they don't know everything. And not only that, but they're comfortable asking people for the things that they don't understand. They're comfortable asking questions and learning. They don't think that they're too fancy to take notes from anybody. That's one of the big things that I've noticed with people who have achieved mastery and expertise. And one of my favorite things is that when you see masters in marketing and in business, they almost always have a notepad with them. They almost are always looking for opportunities to take notes. So even if someone who is brand new to marketing was sharing advice and tips on a stage, they would be taking notes if anything sparked something new. And I truly believe that every single person can learn from every single person. So if you have been holding back from showcasing your expertise or showcasing even your learning, the skills that you've been discovering, and you're holding back because you're worried about what people are going to say or if people are going to comment and correct you, save this episode for later. Feel free to listen to it again. Remember the Dunning-Kruger effect, and remember that masters will be kind in the way that they correct, most of the time at least. Anyone who's worth learning from is going to be kind in the way that they correct. So I hope this episode has served you, because I know that these lessons have served me so much in my business, especially understanding why at some points I felt like 100 out of 100, I know everything. And then shortly after, felt that pit of despair clawing me in, and then the slow journey towards mastery and expertise. If you've enjoyed this episode and you say, you know what, Rachel, you're exactly who I want to learn from, head on over to www.clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. And feel free to apply for my mentorship and mastermind program, The Social Click. I'll catch you in the next episode.